Well, in other news, Marriott International closed on its $13 billion deal today to buy Starwood Hotels, creating the world's largest hotel chain with around 1 million rooms in more than 100 countries. And it will mean a big family of brands, including Ritz-Carlton and Westin and Sheraton, coming together. Arne Sorensen is president and CEO of Marriott International. He joins us now from the W Hotel in Times Square, New York, which is now part of Marriott. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
So there are 30 different brands coming together under this merger. Are you going to keep them all?
We're going to keep them all, yeah. From our point of view, while we wouldn't necessarily say from scratch we need 30, we're glad to have them. And it really allows us to give our customers just that much more choice.
But I have to imagine there are going to be a lot of intersections in this country and probably around the world where you've got a Westin and a Marriott and a Sheraton all in the same place. You don't think that that's going to be too much?
I don't think it will be too much, actually. The markets where we've had the highest distribution for decades, think about Washington, D.C., which is our home, where we've had over 100 hotels for a decade or more. Atlanta, we have over 125 hotels. Those are markets in which our hotels perform extremely well. And yes, you can see a few of our hotels from another one of them, but they're positioned differently, they're priced differently. And again, they give more choice, which is a good thing.
What about the issue, though, of competition? This is now going to be the world's largest hotel chain. When we saw consolidation in the airline industry, it certainly meant that prices went up and competition went down. Is the same now going to happen in the hotel industry?
No, I don't think so. I mean, our share of the market is highest in the United States when you look around the world. And it's in combination, it's only 15%, 1.5. And of those rooms, over half are operated by franchise partners of ours. They price the rooms themselves. We don't price them for them. No part of our pursuit of the acquisition of Starwood was about changing the relative power we had in pricing. Not at all. Really more about how do you create a loyalty program which is stronger and more connected with our customers, which will hopefully allow us to drive occupancy, but I don't think it will have any impact on rate whatsoever.
Well, speaking of the loyalty program, there are a lot of customers I know, especially Starwood customers, who are worried that their points are going to be devalued now.
Oh, from the moment we announced the deal, the SPG members have been chatting with each other and communicating with us and communicating with Starwood along those lines. What's going to happen with our points? Are we going to be okay? One of the most exciting things about today is from the moment we closed the transaction, we rolled out to SPG and Marriott Reward members the ability to link their accounts, to have their elite level matched in the entire portfolio, and to transfer points from one program to another so they could redeem anywhere.
Is your biggest competitor at this point something like Airbnb?
No, I don't think so. I think our biggest competitors are the traditional competitors. We compete in the hotel industry, which is filled with good brands and great companies, and we'll continue to compete against those. We'll obviously compete against Airbnb, too, but we think if we can deliver location and service and product at rates that make sense, we'll compete very well.
Do you ever expect Marriott to get into peer-to-peer lodging?
I wouldn't think so. It's quite a different business. In fact, one of the things that I think is interesting is when a customer of Airbnb has a bad experience, they blame the host, not Airbnb. I think because Marriott stands for something in the customer's eyes, if you waved a wand and had us in exactly the same business, that bad experience would be attributed to us.
How do you see the U.S. economy right now?
Fairly anemic. Our business is performing the way we would expect it to perform when GDP has grown at about 1%. And if you look under the aggregate statistics, what we see is a consumer, in other words, for leisure travel or vacation travel, which is relatively stronger than the business traveler. Business travelers, because their companies are, you know, maybe not in a recession environment, it's not that bad, but the profit growth is not very robust. They're being more cautious about their spending. And what that translates for us is fairly modest growth, positive growth year over year, but fairly modest.
One more thing I want to ask you, Arne Sorensen, and that is this week we saw the CEOs of Wells Fargo and Mylan get called before Congress to testify over things that a lot of people see as just outrageous. As a CEO of a big company, what did you think when you saw that?
Well, I've seen what's in the newspapers, obviously, but I have not followed it closely enough to have a specific point of view about either of those matters. But I think what it tells me is when you're running a business of this size, you're running the business in a fishbowl. And that is just one more reason why you've got to be making the right choices, and you've got to be praying that your teams around the world are also making the right choices.
That's Arne Sorensen, President and CEO of Marriott International, which as of today now includes Starwood Hotels. Arne Sorensen, thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you. Nice to be with you.